Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, June 26, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of industry and manufacturing news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Rock Breaks Platinum Group Metals Lidded American PLG, PTM, Advancing Strategic Path in Resurging Market. Platinum Group Metals Lillen, PLTM, is strategically positioned in the resurging platinum and palladium market, driven by increased demand from China and global supply concerns. The company's Waterberg project in South Africa, jointly developed with industry leaders like Implats, is a key asset in their path to becoming a major PGM supplier. With a 50.16% interest in the project, Platinum Group Metals is making significant progress in the industry. For more information, visit www.platinumgroupmetals.net.
Innovative Designs, Inc. fulfills promise to IVDN shareholders with stock upgrade to OTCQB. Innovative Designs, Inc. fulfills its promise to IVDN shareholders with a stock upgrade to OTCQB. The company is on track for its best year ever, with record homebuilding industry sales growth, delivering three trailing quarters of profitability to date. The upgrade comes after months of diligent work to meet all OTCQB listing requirements. With the upgrade, IVDN should receive increased coverage by more public stock trading sites and brokerage firms. The demand for Innovative Designs Insultex house wrap is steadily increasing due to new government building codes. CEO Joseph A. Richelli Jr. expressed his commitment to keeping shareholders' investments recognized for their value appreciation. For more information, visit insultexhousewrap.com.
Investor News Breaks Energy Fuels Inc. NUUUU, EFR, gains final regulatory approval for Donald Rare Earth Project in Australia. Energy Fuels Inc., UUUU, has received final regulatory approval for the Donald Rare Earth and Mineral Sand Project in Australia. The Government of Victoria approved the work plan, allowing Energy Fuels to move forward with construction and operation. The joint venture with Astron Corporation involves a combined $136.5 million investment, with Energy Fuels potentially earning up to a 49% stake. The project will supply rare earth mineral concentrates for processing at the company's White Mesa Mill in Utah, supporting U.S. production of key elements like neodymium, praseodymium, terbium, and dysprosium. For more information, visit Energy Fuels' website at www.energyfuels.com.
LaFleur Minerals Inc., OTCQBLFLRF, moves toward Beacon Gold Mill restart and bulk sampling at Swanson Project. LaFleur Minerals Inc. is making strides towards restarting its Beacon Gold Mill in Val-d'Or, Quebec, by early 2026. The company plans to launch a 5,000-meter diamond drilling program at its Swanson Gold Project this month, with a preliminary economic assessment in progress. Analysts predict gold prices to reach $4,000 by Q2 2026. LaFleur anticipates a $5 to $6 million restart cost for the Beacon Mill, offering investors near-term production potential. A site visit is scheduled for July 2025. Stay updated on LaFleur Minerals news at the company's newsroom website. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.